This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. The fact that Western civilization is living on so much debt means that you should be prepared, all of us, myself included, should be prepared to live in circumstances that are really a collapse of the current standard of living that we've been experiencing. In other words, we're living on future money. We're living a standard of living that is artificially inflated by all of this cheap money, free money, everything from the central banks to quantitative easing, cheap money, derivatives that create money out of nothing, all of these vehicles in society that create really cheap money or easy money, most of it based on debt. You know, money creation by the central bank is debt creation. Means that we are living on or consuming future productivity today. And so the standard of living that you're used to today is artificially high, and it is not sustainable, and it will collapse. And the quality of life that you're used to right now will be called a luxury once this collapse rolls out. You will find yourself living in a fraction of the abundance that you currently experience. Even if you're struggling with money today, all the conveniences that you probably take for granted, like most people do, you're going to have to get used to a much poorer life. I mean, poor in terms of finances, not, you know, spirituality or anything. You might be more enriched spiritually when you're living in poverty, actually, but you won't have financial abundance because the money has already been spent. Now, I'll share something personal with you on this. I have lived a lifestyle that is in no way considered luxury by any measure. I live a very simple lifestyle. I can't show you my house for obvious reasons, but if I did, you would be shocked. If I show you the clothes I wear, you might be really surprised. You might be really surprised to see, you know, what kind of car I drive or the vehicles that I own or the activities that I engage in. Living on a ranch, taking care of animals, you know, it's a very basic lifestyle. I don't enjoy pursuing any kind of a luxury lifestyle. I don't try to acquire fancy things to show off to people. It seems like a pointless endeavor. As a result, when things collapse, personally, my lifestyle won't be much different from what it is today. But a lot of people will be utterly shocked when they can't go out to eat at restaurants every night. A lot of people do that these days. When they can't drive the luxury car or live in the luxury home that they really can't afford. A lot of people are living way beyond their means. I tend to live completely within my means, well within my means. You know, I don't have any debt. I don't owe anybody anything. I don't purchase luxury items at all, ever. I don't take expensive vacations. I actually don't take any vacations ever. But again, it's not about me. This is about the fact that so many people are going to be in a state of shock when the free money disappears, or the cheap money. When money becomes harder to acquire and we have to live within our means as a nation or even as a civilization, Western civilization, then people are going to be shocked, because you're going to be, well, maybe not you in particular, but many people will find themselves living in conditions that they would currently consider to be poverty or borderline poverty. A lot of people will have to sell their homes. A lot of people will have to sell their cars. They'll have to downgrade their lifestyle, stop taking the vacations, sell some of the jewelry, especially the gold jewelry, which will hold value, by the way. Many people will have to sell off things that they currently are barely able to afford. You know, they're just making the payments on their lifestyle, the credit card expenditures, the luxury Starbucks, you know, lattes, and the luxury food, fine dining, fine wines, all these things that people currently consume and enjoy and think of it as part of their lifestyle. They think they deserve it, you know? But guess what? The entire economy is based on spending other people's money, i.e. people in the future. It's a debt-based economy. And the debt is spiraling out of control, and the debt will collapse. It will come to an end. And that means that all of this luxury consumption will also come to an end. Now, I have the advantage of the fact that I've lived in very almost squalid types of conditions. And I've lived in different countries, and I've seen poverty, and I've befriended people who are living in poverty. And to me, actually, being around people who are living in poverty is a very normal, friendly thing. I'm actually, personally, I think I'm more friendly with impoverished people. I get along with them better. I share more values, it seems, than I am with like ultra wealthy elitist snobs. I don't like being around rich, flashy people. That's why, by the way, I never liked Donald Trump until he came out in favor of America, which kind of changed my opinion on him. But before 2016, I actually very much disliked Donald Trump because of his pursuit of flashy, you know, luxury, showing off everything. That is a total turnoff to me. I find that offensive. Or I don't know about offensive, but it's just abhorrent to my personal values. So I've lived in areas. Remember, I lived in Ecuador. I lived in Taiwan, and we toured the countryside, rural, impoverished areas of Taiwan. I've been through Southeast Asia. I've been through Central America as well. I've been to parts of Panama that would blow your mind with the level of poverty. You know, I've seen a lot of things. I've traveled to Australia, and I've traveled to Western Europe, and even islands in the Mediterranean Sea. And I've seen a lot of things. And I've seen people living in poverty. And I've seen what it's like. I've seen people making their homes out of mud bricks in Peru. I've watched Peruvians harvesting potatoes, you know, papas, at high elevation with an ox pulling a wooden, what do you call it? A wooden plow. It wasn't even made out of steel. It was a wooden plow. Like, wow, this is serious poverty. But again, they were good people. You know, they had simple lives, and I've been in their homes when they had no running water and no electricity. And they lived simple lives, but very fulfilling lives in their own way. I've been guests. I've been a guest in homes of people like that. They were serving me tea that they boiled on the, you know, on their little propane powered stove. People in Ecuador and Colombia and Bolivia and Peru and many other countries, a lot of them use propane tanks to cook their meals. They don't have, you know, piped in natural gas or propane tanks outside the house. It's like a little portable propane tank. And I've lived in those conditions. I've lived, you know, without refrigeration. I've lived without air conditioning. And even when I started out, when I was living in Taiwan, my wife and I, we were broke. We were absolutely impoverished. We were down to our last $5 equivalent NT dollars in Taiwan. And I know what it's like to not be able to afford food. I know what it's like because I've been there. But most people don't know what that's like. And so they're going to be so shocked by what happens when our economy turns and the stock market crashes and the dollar collapses. All those things are coming. We don't know when. I can't predict when. I can't predict it either, exactly when. But we know it's coming. And when those things come, there's a lot of people who are not going to be able to handle any of it, because they've lived this luxury lifestyle and air conditioning, and they've had, you know, home maids or whatever, and they've had nannies to take care of their children, and they've had all this convenient food made for them by somebody else, and all these things. They cannot survive without that lifestyle. Those conveniences disappear, and a lot of people totally flip out. And for me, it's not a big deal at all. I can get by on basics. I can boil water with pine cones and an outdoor stove and cook some quinoa with eggs, and I'll be just fine. I've done that many times. Hiking through the Andes Mountains, man, it's not a big deal. But the average person just can't even live like that. I've even gone to great lengths to design my living conditions around the assumption that everything's going to collapse. When I think about how things are created or built on my ranch in Texas, I assume there will be no electricity in the future. So if you were to see my tool set, you'll see that I have electric power tools, and then I also have non-electric tools. I have hand drills, I have hand saws, I have hand, like levelers and things. I mean, lots of different hand tools that require no electricity. And this will probably really surprise you, but, and I can't go into details here, but I have a water system that needs no electricity. It's gravity only. Even without electricity, and I tested this, by the way, and I've run without electricity during hurricanes and such that came into Central Texas before. I have filtered water that is absolutely filtered. It's super clean, gravity fed water that needs no electricity and uses no pumps. And that is a godsend in any kind of a collapse to have running water. I mean, literally running water with pressure in the pipes with no electricity. Okay. Put your mind to that and see if you can imagine how that is set up. It's an interesting thing. But if you can buy a piece of property that has the right setup, again, I'm not going to go into details, it would give away too much, but if you find the right piece of property with the right topography, you can have a water system with no gravity. And I've got one of those, and it is priceless. And you may recall I invented the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box, which grows food without electricity. That's not a coincidence. I build systems that work without electricity. And I'm working on something else right now that's pretty cool. I'm in the R&D phase on it. It's looking very promising. Could be a game changer for a lot of people, but you know, I'll talk about that later if it all pans out. I'm always working on different projects, but in the back of my mind, there's always a question. You know, it's like, what happens when we have no electricity? What happens when the grid collapses? When the internet no longer even functions? How do we function in society? How do we grow food? Protect our property? You know, how do we get water? How do we grow our own natural medicine? How do we harvest natural medicine from the herbs that we grow? All these things can be done without electricity. But the average person in society today has no clue how to live like that. They will die. I mean, they'll literally die from lack of water or food or from an infectious disease, or they'll die from being overrun and robbed and murdered and shot or whatever. Because they can't defend themselves, they can't keep themselves well, they can't feed themselves, they can't find water, nothing. As society breaks down, there's going to be a lot of people who don't make it because they don't have the ability to live in anything other than luxury. And my overall point here is don't let that person be you. Rough it from time to time, you know? Live life a little bit on the simple side. Don't get used to a life of luxury, because that's not a life that teaches you how to survive anything. Make your life a little bit harder in terms of growing some of your own food or doing some of your own plumbing or finding ways to heat your house with a wood stove or anything like that. Be a little more self-reliant. It'll serve you well as things unravel in society. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. My website, of course, is naturalnews.com. We also publish collapse.news, which is very interesting, talks about the coming collapse and gives advice on how to survive it. So check that out, collapse.news, and you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products. And we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out. HealthRangerStore.com. www.thewesterncivilization.com.